Hi, I'm Brianna Guntz, and this is Music Wave.
With me today, I have the electronic artist and producer, Child. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
When you aren't making music, what are you doing?
That's a great question because I think I'm just making music. It's usually just music 24/7. I'm making music, I'm teaching music, working on music with other artists, and helping a couple new artists start their career and get it off the ground, you know, just produce for other artists and stuff too, so.
Just wait up a minute, just wait up a minute. I know you're running fast.
So you were initially part of a duo called Freevo. How did that duo start?
That started in 2015, and the singer was just a friend from like way back, like, and I'm talking first grade, and reconnected over a music fundraiser that we were both performing at.
And did you leave that group, or did it just kind of fizzle out?
That was a really huge learning process. With Freevo, that was a lot of some of my first shows and some of the first time really collaborating with other artists and understanding the releasing music process and just finding my sound and experimenting with sounds. And it was a really, really fun process. We had just kind of started making music together. I would send her some beats and she would just write and sing over them. And then eventually we were just like, okay, let's make a sort of a duo. And we started playing shows and stuff. We just did our own things. I've always wanted to do my own like solo project. I think it was the same with her. I think we just wanted different things, and it was fun though. It was a huge learning curve, a great experience as far as like really getting to network and just get experience and stuff too.
How has your solo music evolved from that group?
It definitely started out the same. I think I've found less of a electronic inspiration, and I've turned it into more of indie pop now, because Freevo, we did a lot of experimental like electronic stuff. It's transitioning from that to Child. It was still obviously electronic, but I think what I took away from Freevo was I started to find like this 80s pop sound, like with kind of like a bass groove. I think Child is more a simplistic version.
You just released your sophomore EP under Child, Be Patient. What inspired that EP?
My post-pandemic experiences, because it's a very happy sound, and I think we all went through a little bit of a crisis during 2020, but like I just worked through that, and ever since then I've just felt more myself. I think that's what I wanted to write about, and mostly wanted to write about the people I love, but mostly just like my partner. I think it was almost like a thank you to her, but also just like a piece of work that just says like, oh, this is where I'm at in life right now, like I'm so content.
But now I'm happy knowing you're mine. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite track off of that EP?
It's Sweet.
Why is that one your favorite?
Because I've always wanted to make a song like that. I think I'm just proud of the mix and the clean production. It was like a perfect mix between the new poppy stuff I want to make, but more in a funky direction, but also like with electronic drops that are just super clean sounding, polished. I am just super proud with the mix.
You did the production for Be Patient yourself. Do you always do the production work independently?
I produce everything, I mix everything, and I master everything, which has also been like a learning experience and definitely a different art forms, but I enjoy the producing more.
What are the differences between producing and mixing and mastering? Can you elaborate on that?
Producing is just the ingredients, you know, the seed of an idea, and add elements. You can add sounds here and there, you know, you can just kind of form the arrangement of sounds depending on the song that you're making. Mixing is just the taking those elements and making sure, you know, the vocal is not completely in the background. And I like to think of it as like a room. So like if you take mixing and think of it as like a circle kind of room, and the listener is like right in the center of the room, you kind of want a good mix of like all the sounds kind of around the listener. That's just like a good balance. But then mastering is a different kind of like science that I'm not even sure how to explain, but it's just taking that whole entire, nothing else should be touched, and it's just boosting everything. So it's compressing it, so it's taking loud stuff and making it a bit quieter, but it's also taking the soft stuff, really making sure it's all kind of level, but we don't want to lose dynamic, but we want to make sure everything is boosted and loud, ready for Spotify play, ready for like radio play and stuff.
I'm so stupid for you. Don't need Cupid for you. When you're here, I feel home. Losing all the feeling in my head, though.
Yeah. So you said you first got into that production work in high school. Have you always wanted to make and produce music?
I've always wanted to do something with music. I've always been around music, so like even as a kid growing up, starting to learn how to play drums, learning all of these instruments, and just my parents being like really supportive of everything music, and they did radio back in the day, so there's always music in the house, there's always been a piano in the house, and just kind of doing it for fun, but not really realizing the potential, and then just, I never really gave it up. I think I've just been obsessed. I'm so stupid for you.
Circling back to that EP, Be Patient has been out for a little over a month now. What does that response look like? How has it been received?
It's been great, honestly. Better than usual. I'm happy with the feedback, and I'm just used to being like, okay, whenever I finish a song and release it, I'm like, okay, I guess it's on to the next one. But now it's actually like one of my first projects that I'm like, okay, this is a really good representation of who I am.
Did you do anything different that you hadn't done in the past that would have caused a better response?
No pun intended with the song, but like we were patient enough to just wait for the right timing. And typically I have thought it's been best to be consistent and keep releasing stuff. And now I'm in a spot where I just want to wait for the right timing. It gives me anxiety not releasing music, but it's just nice when you take your time. And
what does the right time look like?
Visuals are a big thing for me. I'm really into painting a picture now, whereas before I would let that picture come in after I write it and it's been a little while and then just have visuals just to have visuals. But I think now it's like, okay, the timing is, this is my vision for this song and I need to see it first. So like we need to actually go film it first. And after that point, I think it's like, okay, then timing wise, it's at least a month that I want to take my time with planning a solid release plan of how exactly I want to push it. I just don't want to rush it. I just want to have everything in place. I guess there's also like a mood thing, you know? There's like a mood of, oh, I love that this is like a happy, feel-good thing. I think originally like I wanted a springtime, and waiting that little bit longer was nice because the mood fit as well.
As far as creating visuals goes, is that something you collaborate on or do independently?
I am starting to work with more people. I'm opening myself up to the idea of having a director, like either just a sole director, like a collaborative director. Every video I've done, it's not like a movie set. It's just one person with a video camera and I'm directing everything. And I'm like, okay, can you just go over there and do this and that? And I'm opening myself up to collab with someone creatively.
Besides creating your own music and producing your own stuff, you also help other artists produce their music. Is that something you do because it's a passion or is it just business?
It's both. I gotta pay my bills, but also I just love the process. So whenever I meet someone that either they just need help with the next project or they need help with their first project, I'm here for it. Because if it's somebody that is just starting their first project, I'm like, oh, I've been exactly where you are. Let me help you out and tell you exactly what I wish I would have known. Within the past 10 years, everything's changed so much, especially with TikTok. That has changed a lot. But I think that it's rewarding too, with helping new upcoming artists and people that don't have any experience. They're like, I have no idea how to release a Spotify, or I have no idea even how to reach like a crowd or something. It's like really cool to be able to help people during that process because it's stressful, but also just the experimentation process of like helping them find their sound, just writing music, because it's a collaborative process too, where if they do something and I tell them like, oh, I love that part, or they should change a little bit of this, maybe. I'm in love with that process so much where it's really cool that I get to do that. But of course, you know, it's taught me how to run myself like a business, I think. I have to just balance that like creative process and professional stuff.
When you're working with someone else, do you stay within a certain genre or do you get a little bit of everything?
It is like a little bit of everything. I've had folk acoustic music, R&B. Most recently, I had my first Dominican Republic, like kind of like reggaeton Latin music. And that's so new to me that the artist was here for a few hours just showing me different music. That was also a cool experience. That was me being like, okay, show me, I'm here for it, and I want to help you and also record your voice, like the beats you got, but also I want to learn those type of beats too and learn that. I'm here for anything. It just opens my palate and I need that. Whereas sometimes it's not an easy process, but there's so many types of people that do all sorts of music. I love it all. But obviously I have a bunch of collaborators and clients and artists that are more in my lane of they want to do some kind of funky indie pop or electronic or like hip hop and stuff and R&B. So it's kind of all over the place.
You mentioned a little earlier that TikTok changed everything. Can you expand on that?
The world was not the same before. It was literally, oh my goodness. That's one of those things, I don't know, it feels like the same thing of, oh man, I wish I had invested stock in Apple back in the day. Who would have known? Same thing with TikTok. I wish I would have really invested my time into that when it was so small and like people were just starting to talk about it, because now it is everything because it changed the business. It changed how people discover music and how people discover artists. Everything was already so accessible and there was already so many new artists getting discovered before TikTok, but then it just like totally really opened up people who make beats, people who write music, and people who want to play shows, and any type of musician is getting discovered, and it's just changed the business. I think the way that music is marketed now is different too, and I think it's just kind of, it's a bit overwhelming and it's still like a mystery, but overall it's definitely changed how we listen to music and market it and discover it.
Has TikTok played a role in your music career?
Not really. You know what? Actually, I take that back a little bit. I've definitely met a lot of people through TikTok, which is crazy. There are people that I know now that I probably wouldn't have known if I did not have TikTok, whether they're just like a singer-songwriter from LA, a different producer, or another artist. It really does connect people in like a huge way too. I think marketing-wise too, I think it's the more you post it and everything, you know, that helps too. And I think it's kind of a crapshoot. It's just one of those things that, yeah, it's been different for my music. I think it's opened my ability to try new and different things. You know, if I do like these guitar covers or, you know, like remix this song a different way, I don't know. It definitely has opened me up.
Outside of TikTok, does social media play a role in your career, or are you marketing in other ways?
I am mostly marketing social media, but I think it's also helped just connect. I find myself quite often being like, oh wow, I know so many people from LA. All my friends are mostly in LA or a different part of the country, musically speaking, like musicians, collaborators, like producers, songwriters, anybody in that world in the business. So like it has been great, but it's also one of those things I'm grateful when I get to unplug, like if I can. Instead I could be grown up, sitting and swimming and trust, sipping and feeling the bars, fucking and kicking the cars.
Numbing the feeling because I'm just a little wasted. What does collaboration look like virtually?
9 times out of 10, it's if they send me like a demo, whether it's like a polished demo that's been produced by them or someone else, or just like a voice memo, because I record voice memos all the time. And so I totally get that. Either way, you know, if they send me whatever they do, I'll just kind of make something around it or like reproduce something and be like, okay, like this is what we can do. And it's usually that, or if I have an idea and I send it to someone, whether they have the ability to record something over it, or, you know, if we can just like Zoom and write together. But usually it's like, okay, you do your own thing and then send it back to me when you can. And then once I get it, I'll work on it a little bit and then send it back. So it's usually a back and forth kind of thing. Sometimes it's even the same way, even if it's someone who's local. Even if they come in and record something, I'll be like, I'll work on it, send it to you. Or there are local people that we just send stuff back and forth. Just wait up a minute, just wait up a minute.
I know you're running, running fast, be patient, dear. What are some goals you have for your music? Is there anything you're working on or any shows that you're playing that are coming up?
I'm definitely planning some shows and I'm always working on new music, and I'm hoping that I can release a single in the fall, and I'm starting to slowly write something of an album. We might see like a bigger project like next year.
Lastly, where can we follow you and listen to your music?
Yes, of course. You can find me on, you know, Spotify, Apple Music. It's Child, C-H-Y-L-D, in all caps. But I'm also at Child Music on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook. Beautiful.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of Music Wave. For more episodes, you can listen to Music Wave on all streaming platforms. To stay up to date with what we're working on, check out our social media at Music Wave Pod. That's MusicWavePod. Show your support for Music Wave by becoming a monthly contributor at anchor.fm/BRIANNA824/support. Or reach out to us at themusicsurfers@gmail.com to share your comments, feedback, and more. I have been your host, Brianna Guntz.
Signing off.